Before we continue, I want to stress again the value of utilizing these two techniques before each session of study, discussion, and meditation. It is extremely important to prepare the ground before planting the seeds. It is also excellent to stop for a moment before undertaking any action in your life throughout the day to still the mind and adjust your motivation. This is a Buddhist course, so I will begin with a short discussion of the goal of Buddhist practice. From the standpoint of a dedicated practitioner, the goal is simple: to become a Buddha. Looking at the etymology of the word Buddha may help us understand exactly what that means. Buddha is a Sanskrit word stemming from an Indo-European root bud, meaning to wake up, to become conscious, or aware. The spiritual realization that the historical Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, attained over 2600 years ago was just this: spiritual awakening. Awakening or opening to his own true nature and the true nature of all around him. Not only other living beings, but the environment and all phenomena. The Tibetan term for Buddha, Sangye, means awakened or purified, that is, transformed and fully developed. Again, the awakening refers to waking from the stupor of ignorance. Development refers to the complete realization of the pristine awareness of Buddha nature. So a Buddha is totally awake, open, and free from obscurations. Thus the positive qualities that we associate with spiritual enlightenment, boundless compassion, profound wisdom, and infinite spiritual power or energy, are all limitlessly expressed by one who has reached this sublime state of being. As we study the nature and function of our own consciousness, we will begin to see clearly the significance of this awakening. Most of our life is spent in a state akin to sleepwalking. We move through our days doing the things of our life, working, shopping, taking the kids to school, relating to our partner, eating, going to the movies, and so forth. Our lives are full of doing, but there is very little being, and very little awareness of what is happening on a deeper level, underneath the doing, driving the doing. Often even very little awareness on the surface level, the gross level. And it is in those moments without awareness that we stub our toe, walk into an open door, inadvertently run a red light, or otherwise find ourselves inexplicably in trouble. Following the path of the Buddha is a process of uncovering, making manifest, waking up to levels of consciousness or mind hidden beneath the surface of our gross day-to-day levels of awareness. It is in these hidden areas of the mind where unconscious intentions are set, causing our life to take us in directions that we did not foresee. And through our spiritual practice, we also become aware of the profound, fundamental level of consciousness that underlies all states and all levels of consciousness.